Well, good morning again, everyone. It's my job this morning to bring the children's talk. Now, I don't know what you thought of last week's, or the last time I was able to do it, but I was thinking about David again this week, and the place where we left him was that he was in his father's house, if you remember, and he was given a great promise. He was going to be king of Israel. Isn't that amazing? King of Israel. But I want you to think for a moment. What would it be like if you got an invitation to a birthday party? And we get them in our house all the time, and it's a beautiful invitation, and it looks like it's going to be really good. All your best friends are going to be there. It's going to have all the activities that you really love to do, whether that's playing football or playing on your Nintendo Wii or whatever thing it is that you love to do. It's just going to be the best party. And you are really, really looking forward to it. And for weeks beforehand, you're getting ready. You're trying to decide what you're going to wear. You're talking to your friends about what you're all going to do. And it's getting really, really exciting. And in the morning of the party, things are getting good. You put on you. You've maybe even brushed your hair. Maybe not. But you're getting ready to go. And it's so exciting. But suddenly you realize, you're going out to the car and your mommy or daddy's taking you to the party and you suddenly realise you don't know where it is. Oh dear, why would that feel? That wouldn't be good, sure it wouldn't. You didn't know where to go, you didn't know what house it was in, you didn't even know what street it was on, and you're feeling really down, but you look at your invitation and on the back there's a map and it tells you exactly which way to go to the party. But of course, something happens. Your mommy or your daddy decide, well, I'm going to take the opposite directions to what's on the map. What would happen? You will end up in completely the wrong place. If you want to get somewhere that you don't know where it is and you have directions, it's important to follow the directions. It's important not just to try and make it up as you go along. And I want to ask you a question this morning about your life and about what you are doing in your life. And it says, do you follow God's way or my way or your way? Which way is it that you like to go whenever you are doing things? And I was thinking about David because David had a problem. He had been given this really good promise. He was going to be the king of Israel. But how was he going to make it happen? He lived in Bethlehem. It was miles away from where the palace was. There was already a king, King Saul. He was already the boss in the land. How was he going to get there? What was he going to do? And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, we read about David. And we read about him being given this promise. But I think if I was David, I would be trying to think up ways. How am I going to be king? How am I going to make sure this happens? God has promised it to me, so therefore it must be going to happen. And you know, there are lots of things that we could do to try and make it happen. You know, David could have went and started telling everybody lies about Saul, so they didn't like him. Now, the people in Israel already didn't like Saul very much, but David could have made it a lot worse, couldn't he? Maybe he could have went and talked to his friends, and he could have got a big army together, and they could have went out and went to battle against Saul and defeated his army, and then David would have been king, and that would have been great. Or maybe he could have been sneaky. Maybe he could have paid somebody lots of money, and they would have went and killed Saul for him, and then he could have went and become king. You know, there are lots of ways David could have become king. But you know what the Bible tells us? Just after David is told that he's going to be king, we find him exactly where he was before he was told. He went out and he looked after the sheep. You know, David, we're told, was given the Holy Spirit to teach him what to do. And he learned that he had to trust God's promise. You know, it was a promise from God, so David didn't have to do anything to become king. God was going to make it happen for him. He had to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Whenever God spoke to him, He had to learn to listen to what he said. And he had to keep serving and keep doing the best that he could. David was very wise. David decided to let God make him king. He chose God's way instead of his own way, or instead of the way other people maybe told him. And let me tell you what God's way was for David. You know, God sent him back to look after the sheep. That wasn't a very big job for a king, sure it wasn't. Then he sent him to play the lyre for King Saul in the palace. And David maybe thought, oh, this is getting close. Maybe I'm closer to being king. But it wasn't much of a job for a king, just playing an instrument. And then God sent him straight back to the field to look after the sheep again. Then he sent him to bring food to his brothers. And then God sent him to fight Goliath. God was doing lots of things in the life of David. But it didn't look much like the job that a king did. It didn't look like he was becoming king. He was a servant. He was doing his best and serving his father and listening to the Holy Spirit. So I want to ask you this morning, what are you choosing in your life? Whenever you go to school and things are tough, how do you deal with it? If there's somebody in your school and they're not very nice to you and you're not getting on with your friends, do you try and sort it out yourself? Do you get a plan together and you try to be just as nasty to them as they are to you? Perhaps you're doing tests in school and you think, what am I going to do? I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough. And you do everything apart from what you know to do, which is revise harder and work harder and to learn more. You know, perhaps your mum and dad make you come to church on a Sunday morning and you would rather lie in your bed. And you'd say, oh, well, I'm not feeling very well this morning, mum. I would rather stay here. I'm just not very well. You know, there's so many things that we can try and do to get our way. But you know, in life, it's important that we learn to do things God's way, or we choose to do things God's way. We can do lots of things. We can tell our friends about our problems. We can listen to their plans. We can do what they say, and we can try and fix things ourselves. But what God wants us to do in our lives is when we have a problem, when we find things difficult, when something happens in our lives, he wants us to tell him about it. He wants us to pray, doesn't he? We, if we're saved, if we've asked the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts, we have the privilege of being able to talk to God whenever we want and whenever we need to. He wants us to read the Bible and let the Bible teach us what to do. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and we think, oh, you know, that doesn't help me. But you know, God's word is so special. It's what God gave us and how he speaks to us today. And you know, when we learn God's word and when we put it into our hearts and when we live the way his word tells us to live, you know, we learn to deal with things a lot better. And he wants us to trust God, to trust him whenever things get tough, whenever things get difficult. And you know, this is equally true for those of us who aren't saved. If we haven't asked the Lord Jesus into our lives yet, we are choosing our way, not God's way, aren't we? And he wants us to choose